From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is the Western Licorice Fern from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. Western Licorice Fern is a plant that grows on plants, an epiphyte with an interesting life cycle. Instead of putting out new fronds in spring, it goes dormant, then opens a new frond in the fall. This has resulted in many ferns in this genus, Polypodium, which means many-footed, being called resurrection ferns. Licorice ferns get this name from the taste of the rhizome, which is distinctly sweet. This fern doesn't have roots. Instead, it has a hairy rhizome with small rootlets off it, which attaches to the bark of its host tree. It does not penetrate the bark, but anchors on it and burrows along under the moss layers, sending up a frond every few inches. Look for the bright green and freshly opened fronds after rains begin in the fall. Licorice ferns creep in erratic lines on tree trunks and branches, preparing for a lush winter of growth along with lichens and mosses. Licorice ferns grow on many trees, including Sitka spruce, big leaf maple, and red alder, even on big old stems of red elderberry. They also grow on old, well-mossed shingle roofs. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge invite you to contribute your ideas to the design of a new natural resource center for our community. Tonight, Wednesday, September 13th, we will present a proposal to locate the new Natural Resource Center on the Ricola Unit located in Long Beach at the south end of Willapa Bay. The meeting and an opportunity for the public to comment on the plan will take place at the Pacific Coast Cranberry Museum, 2907 Pioneer Road, Long Beach, Washington, from 5 to 7 p.m.